Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فإن فضل رسول الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل. This stanza, Astaghfirullah min qawlin bila amalin. Astaghfirullah min qawlin bila amalin. Allama Busayri rahimullah is saying here, I seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from such an action, from sayings, preachings, which I do not practice upon. Allah azza wa jal mentions in the Quran Sharif, why do you say that which you do not preach? Why do you say that which you do not preach? This here does not mean that a person is not allowed to preach the truth. It means that when he has this intention that I'm never going to practice upon what I'm saying, or he's using it for a particular agenda, then you can say, why do you preach with that which you do not practice? So understanding this well, if I have this intention, I'm going to share this with you. And I want to bring it into my life, and with this I'm going to bring it in, inshallah, I'm going to share it with you through this barakah. Then this here is permissible, this is acceptable. Who can read Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari, teach it, and say that they're practicing on every hadith? Otherwise, then, to teach would not be permissible, because many people will say, but I'm not practicing upon this. So how can I teach it? But rather, you're teaching it so that guilt can build up within your system, within your heart, to say that, why am I not practicing upon this? So from that angle, then this becomes fine to preach, because you're first directing it to yourself and you're hoping that you yourself will come onto the truth. You yourself will make these changes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll see in few verses, speaks about this here. One is if you go to Surah As-Saff, Surah As-Saff. If you see the verse 2 and 3, Allah Azza wa Jal speaks and addresses this here. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O people of Iman, lima taquluna ma la taf'alun? Why do you say what you do not do? So it does not imply, Ya Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimullah states, it does not imply that one should not claim to do something he does not intend to do. From this, you can see it may be deduced that it is prohibited to make a commitment to do a work or an action while a person does not have the genuine intention to really do it. Because this would just be ostentation and a false commitment. Regarding this, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah writes, obviously, the blessed Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in the story of the background of revelation, were not making such promises without having an intention to fulfill them. They were from Sadiqeen, Surah At-Tawbah, verse 119, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O people of Iman, ittaqullah, fear Allah, wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, and be with the truthful. So from this, we learn that the verse includes a situation where a person commits to do something with true intention to do it, but relies solely on his own strength. It is not in keeping with his station of abdiyya or servitude. In the first place, there's no need to make such a claim. If the occasion does arise to do something, he may go ahead and do it. If for some reason or the other a person has to make a promise or claim, he may affirm it by saying, if Allah wills in this way. But why say definitely I'm going to do this year? Why say definitely I'm going to do this year? So the ruling here, Mufti Shafi Saab Rahimullah draws our attention to this. It follows from the above discussion that if a person claims that he will do something in future, but has no intention to do it, it is a major sin. It's a major sin. I'm going to do something and I don't do it. I say I'm going to do this year, and I do not do it. This is a major, major sin, and it is a cause of incurring Allah's wrath. Let's go back and let's apply. I'm at work, you at work, right? I make a statement and I say I'm going to do this. Why did I do that? There was no force or any of that sort. But me, out of my own jazba, out of my own positivity that was flowing through my veins at that particular moment, I just came out and I said, I'm going to do this. So I gave my word, and that was due to the result of that moment I was feeling. And now I do not back what I said. Then this all falls under this definition of lima, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, lima taquluna ma la taf'alun. Why do you say what you do not do? So Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the next verse, verse number 3, kabura maqtan inda Allah. It is severely hateful in Allah's sight. And تَقُولُ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ, that you say that which you do not do. Forget you listening. Me, myself, reading these verses now, I'm preaching. And what's the stanza we're busy with? أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ بِلَا عَمَلٍ. I seek forgiveness from Allah from such actions which I do not do, which I do not practice upon. So how many things we said we're going to do? You and your spouse, you and your children, often just to impress them, we make certain statements. So I'm not saying directing this at you. I'm directing it at myself here. What a lesson Allama Busayri rahimullah is teaching us. That he is also saying, he's not telling you this. He is making istighfar. He's saying, Astaghfirullaha min qawlin bila amalin. I seek forgiveness from Allah from such actions which I do not do. But due to his istighfar, we are learning so much, and this is causing us to also ponder and perhaps also turn into that which Allah Azza wa Jal loves, repentance. You know, verse 222, at the end of verse 222, Surah Al-Baqarah, at the end of that verse, what does Allah Azza wa Jal say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are pure, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who turn constantly in repentance. That is who Allah azza wa jalla loves. Verse 222 of Surah Al-Baqarah. يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. First comes, yuhibbut tawabina, those who turn in repentance. Repenting is cleansing yourself. Wudu, you made wudu, it's cleansing yourself from sins. That is why Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah, he had kashf. What is kashf? Kashf, Allah, you don't have full knowledge of the unseen. Allah just opens certain things for you at certain times. Allah is the opener of that knowledge. It's not that you have knowledge of the unseen. Don't confuse qualities and don't make shirk in the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is exclusively for Allah. Not even Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this. Only what Allah wanted to disclose, Allah opened it up. We must get our beliefs correct, because this person and that person, he will close his eyes and make sure and make it seem like he's entering into this realm of the unseen, and then tells you, okay, this is going to happen to you, or you know, this, that, that person, who is that pious person in your family with the burqa and the parda and the niqab? Who is that person? So of course there's one person. Yeah, they're very jealous of you. They're causing this and that. Shaitan wants to attack the true believers. Shaitan did not leave the wife, the honorable, pure wife of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. But he was the man behind the scene, and he caused these words and such slanders upon our beloved mother, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, and stirred up, fueled it up. That's what shaitan does. So we must always sit, reflect, have this mind and this tendency. Make istighfar, because we are not pure, nor do we claim we're pure. Nor do we say this one is going to Jahannam, that one's going to Jahannam. But you do actions and you come on air and you come on your social media and you are promoting things that is against Islam, against the teachings of the Quran Sharif, then do you expect the Ummah to sit silent and say, no, it's fine, you carry on? Of course, we're going to come out and we're going to warn the Ummah of you, of what you are doing. Just like how a person comes on and he will go and say, this person, he changed the word of the Quran Sharif. You've understood the importance now. And this year, you can see in the beginning of Sahih Muslim, where it is all of these evidence, how the ulama and the muhaddithin, they came together to protect this deen. They had to make certain statements. You don't go and now search for the faults of others, but on this basis. So that's different, right? For the preservation of this deen. Similarly, someone comes to you, what's your opinion about so-and-so? Because I want to marry my daughter to so-and-so. So you come out and you say the person was on drugs, he's changed his life now, and I must tell you, that's the truth. Truthfulness. Sometimes a person with such a bad and filthy reputation, the worst of its kind, but who is Allah Azza wa Jal? That's what you have to ask yourself. That is what you have, this is istighfar, when repentance is pure and sincere, Allah wipes out all those files. It can be on social media, but Allah will make a plan also to wipe that out. But you also have to try. You have to see. Oh, you've got this on YouTube, you've got your Facebook account. So remove it. Because let me tell you something, just reflecting on those particular instances will cause you to go back into it. Allah protect us. Reflect in such a way with remorse, regret. But you going on your Facebook and you are seeing, hey, I used to do this before. This is you marveling over what you did. And by you posting it, we spoke in previous times, Kullu ummati mu'afan, narration of Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari, Kullu ummati mu'afan illa al-mujahireen, except for those who make public their sins. For those who go out and brag about their sins, I did this. Allah covered your sins, what you did last night. You did the worst of sins, but Allah covered it last night for you. But you went out and said to the world, I did this, I did that, I did that. So by you going on Facebook and posting all the sins that you committed, perpetrated, what is that? You've got to ask yourself. So alhamdulillah, through this we learn istighfar. Astaghfirullah. Allama Abu Sayri rahimullah is teaching us. Now you come to the words of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you won't get a purer creation in Allah's entire creation than Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You'll say Anbiya alayhimus salam, from Anbiya alayhimus salam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the status there. Anbiya alayhimus salam enjoys, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the cream. Imamul Anbiya, Sayyidul Mursaleen. These stanzas will come later. But understand it from this aspect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes all of this when you make sincere tawbah. The tawbah is to become sincere. See, I'm really concerned. I'm really worried. And what's going to happen overseas? What's going to happen to the Muslim Ummah? 100%. Person comes out and makes a statement that no, first comes jihad and then comes Islah. We say that statement of yours is incorrect. Islah first, then jihad. Islah first, then jihad. See, Sayyidina Mahdi radiallahu anhu, narration of Ibn Majah, Sahih narration. He will come and in one night, he will be living as an ordinary person, nobody will know. In one night, Allah Azza wa Jal will prepare him. In one night, Allah will prepare him to lead this ummah in one night. So what does that tell you? That tells you a lot. That we have to not just see what's happening. I have to make my own islah. You have to be prepared for a particular position. Otherwise, if your iman is not corrected, then what happens? You're going to put yourself into trouble. If you do not know the laws and rules and regulations, and you think you're just going to go out like how ISIS goes out, and that ISIS is actually there in place, created by the enemies of Islam to give a stained image of jihad, of qital, of fighting in the path of Allah. Jihad is just. J&J, jihad and justice go together. But they want to paint it and stain it and make it seem like it's terrorism. But when they commit crimes, which is of the highest of abuse, then what happens? Then no, this make excuses. How can this be? When you know what's been happening, the history of this ummah is not written with black ink. It's written with red ink. That is the history of this ummah. Red ink. Lives were given and lives will be continued. Lives will be continued to be given for this cause, for the pleasure of Allah. But can we be just all fine? If you're fighting for your own nafs, you're fighting for your own country, you're fighting, that is not fighting for the pleasure of Allah. Fighting for the pleasure of Allah, this means it's got to, you have to educate yourself. This is part and parcel of Islam. You can't rely on yourself. Allah Azza wa Jal will assist you. You have to have your tawakkul in place. That is why Taliban, you want to speak of Taliban, when they would recruit or when they would get new members to join, first few weeks there would be heavy surveillance upon them. Because let's be honest, O Ummah, when you are sincere to Allah, your tahajjud is in place, your Quran recitation is in place. All of this is in place. Not just tomorrow go wildly fight. Then you like ISIS. You like ISIS. See, they in Damascus today. Today meaning this particular day, because the repeat plays, it's another day. Or you're listening to it on another day on via the podcast, which you get. Or you just go Marcus Sahaba podcast and you can type in Qasida Burda. Right? So, when you saw this morning, you heard of it this morning, saw meaning reading the articles, BBC, the rest carried it. A suicide bomber bombed a church in where? Damascus. Where is it affiliated to? It was affiliated to ISIS. You know, just 3 weeks ago, there was a person by the name of Yasir. Yasir, what did he do in Gaza, in Palestine? He was going there and he wore his army outfit. And he was the one that was looting the supplies that were coming in. Later, the Times of Israel themselves had put it up to say that the IDF is closely working with these people. These people, which have such a filthy reputation, are there looting the food supplies. Who are they working with? Remember that Yasir, he was part and parcel of the ISIS, now working with the IDF. So can't you join all of this together? And it shows you clearly that who's together in bed with who in the same bedroom and doing filthy things like looting the wealth and food of hungry, starving people. What kind of people do these things? See, and then you saw of late that they had to cover it up on so many pages and so many ways and indoctrinate and infiltrate. Why? Because the hostages that were treated so well by Hamas, then you saw how healthily they came out, looking vibrant, smiling, all of this. Then you go and see in their dungeons, in their prisons, how many of our Muslims, thousands and thousands, are still sitting there, brutally tortured. You know, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, still tortured there in the prisons. And what other people are going to say? No, she did this, cooked up, cooked up, cooked up. So there, when the presidents changed, Biden and then incoming Trump. So what happens? Towards the end, our people, all of us, we all signed that document. Please release Dr. Afia Siddiqui. But what happened? She's still there in the prisons. But Trump comes in, no news spoken. But guess what? Biden had forgiven his own son because it's presidential powers above the law. Can you see the inconsistencies? Inconsistencies may seem like inconsistencies, but when you're a believer, there is always the day which is called Justice Day. That day is coming, Yawmul Qiyamah. And on that day, forget your tongue. You're using your mouthpieces, you're using your tongues, you're using all sorts of things. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Today your lips will be sealed, your mouth will be sealed. تُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ. Your hands will speak. You did this, you pressed that drone, you did this, you killed that old man, you stabbed this person, you shot this person. If you are Muslim and you did this, you will also have to be answerable. This is the justice system of Allah. There's no such a thing as being anti-Semitic. When the day of justice has come, even that sheep which was harmed by another will have to answer. The one will have to answer. There's no such thing, oh, this animal, so he's going to Jannah and all of this. No. Justice Day is Justice Day. How Allah wants to deal with it on that day, you want to go into all these discussions, what will happen to the sheep in the year after, what will happen to me, what will happen to you, that is what we're getting to. Astaghfirullah biqawlin, astaghfirullah from such a speech, which has no action practice. Astaghfirullah min qawlin bila amalin. I seek forgiveness from Allah from such an action which is not backed by practice. And then drawn, if you look at this here, istighfar. Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, free from sin. The cream of Allah's creation. But yet still says 70 in Arabic is used to denote a large number. Similarly, 100. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, istighfar, repenting to Allah 70 in one narration, another narration 100 times. Who is this? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. See, sometimes, and I address myself firstly here, and we make istighfar, man. Because why? Yes, this Iraq-Iran thing is quite tempting to know what's happening. I think everybody can quit movies now. You can quit movies easily. What's currently happening on the ground is more filled with action. I won't say filled with excitement. It's not exciting to see our Muslimin being dropped to the ground when they're standing in queues for American aid. Look how they catch you. Traps, booby traps, this, that, the other. Yes, the Mujahideen will use booby traps, and they've used it and continue to using it, to be using it in Gaza. They're using it, right? Booby traps and the rest. That's for the enemies. But when you're booby trapping innocent people coming just innocently for food, and then you bomb them, and then you use ISIS members also within the community. Gaza, the Mujahideen wiped 50 members in few days. If I'm not mistaken, just few hours also. One day or so. That's how it came out. 50 of these members who Israel was going on and saying, no, we've got their own people are now working against them. Meantime, the pieces of the puzzle was put together and the news came out. The news comes out. Truth always comes out. The truth has its day specified, and when it comes out, then it comes out fully. But the reality is, and that's what we draw your attention to, is these Mujahideen, these Palestinians, the people of Gaza, the people of Sudan, the people in different areas who are still holding on to the deen, and they're making their akhirah through sabr, patience. You and I, in this particular level of comfort that we have, it should draw a message to say, you know what? Now is the time that at least I'm going to give up something, man. I cannot go to Qawwali houses now, especially as ulama, going to Qawwali houses, revering the fact that these people put it openly in their menus, the poetry of Hyderabad. We know in Arabic it's called Qawwali, Qawwali. So there you are celebrating this new restaurant. And what do you say? The least, and this is going to puncture the sales of many restaurants. But let's just say it. Our Muslimin, go back to eating correct food again. Go back to eating halal and tayyib food again. You've tasted what qurbani tastes like, because you slaughtered it. I'm hoping so. You tasted it. You know what's pure now. So there's current talks in the UK. What's the current talks? They want to totally abolish. They want to totally abolish any meat that is unstunned. It must be stunned, the animals. So you have to put the animals through so much of torture. And then they want to come and blame Islam for what they do. They blame Islam for a lot. But then we ask you one question, that how many beagle dogs you killed in the name of COVID? What happened to justice then? Oh, Mr. You know who we're referring to? Fauci. You know Fauci? Yes, Fauci. See, when you speak like this, people say, hey, he's gone arrogant. Well, we will say the facts, because the facts need to be said. And who else is going to do it apart from those who can do it? Alhamdulillah, those, whoever, it's not just me, there's others in the world who are doing a much better job, whether it be just few listeners, whether it be just, and we then say to them, MashaAllah, we cannot even do it as well as you do it. But we have to speak out, that's a fact, whether I am eloquent, whether I'm not, but the facts have to be said. And what's the fact? The fact is they kill beagle dogs to test certain vaccines, to test certain things during the COVID. You know, Mrs. Green took him to court there in America, and Fauci was, he was lost for words. But Fauci was also forgiven by Mr. Joe Genocide. You see, that's the problem. So many forgiven. And we, the Ummah then pleaded and sent out how many, I think millions went out to say that please free our Dr. Afia Siddiqui. But of course, these are kuffar regimes. How can you ever plead to them? They are not interested in you, O Muslimin, or whether it is thousands and millions of Dr. Afia Siddiqui's who are suffering in prisons all over the world. They absolutely unconcerned and remain unconcerned. Why? Because they do not care about you. They, what they do is they're above the law. You saw with Queen Elizabeth how many rules and regulations the whole world had, but she said, and it was in the constitution, if she does a crime in a certain country, she is totally forgiven. Now, no, that's where this problem comes. And when you come, you search in the life of the seerah, you search in the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if my daughter, na'udhu billahi min dhalik, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't mean that she would or she, but he's showing you the justice system, that even hype, if you say, rhetorically speaking, if my daughter had to do this, the law would be equal for her as it is equal to anyone else. That is what happened. This was the justice system. This is the justice system that has not been heard in the world because we too shy because of our inferiority complex. When we are shy and we have this, I went to school and I can tell you still, till today we reflect and we must reflect because that is what we must become. That is a sign of intelligence. Al-Kayyis man dana nafsa. Who is an intelligent person? The one who controls his nafs, checks himself constantly. In school, we had a day called Service Day. I spoke to you about this many times, but it's fitting. Yes, we say it again. Service Day, but how many Muslims wore kurtas? Now, you never had to wear the uniform. You could pay, you had to pay, but still, you could wear what you want. But how many of us wore the kurta? If you asked for permission and you were sincere, you could grow the beard. But how many of us didn't? You, so many things, but when it came to Islam, we had, and it's a reality, oh parents, you're sending your children to, whether it is now Muslim schools or non-Muslim schools, it is the same name. The game is, in fact, teachers complaining of Muslims. They move to non-Muslim schools and they say, we're getting our teaching better done here. If you take it holistically, you will see how many teachers are quitting their jobs and they're saying, this is no joke for a teacher anymore. This is brutality. You want to be treated harsh. We're not speaking about ulama only. We're speaking about teachers generally. Ulama, they go through different things. You know, person, you just walk out the masjid. You just go to someone's. They will finish you up, but you have to just remain strong and think. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also had to go through difficulties with regards to people and their statements and slanders and the rest without even doing much. And you give the correct. You tell them, but what you are saying is incorrect. Here's the evidence. But they will still go on with what they need to go on with because they work with their imagination. And working with your imagination proves totally brutal, not for me, for yourself, because you slandered someone, which the Quran totally prohibits. So you will make statements that this person is supporting Iran and how can we support the Shias? Where do you come up with these statements, one wonders? And of course, you have to just go deeper and deeper, but you just leave it as that. I presented to you the evidence. You can check our podcast this morning. Two enemies, Mufti AK Saab said it. In fact, three enemies, Iran, Israel, and India. How many times he labeled them the kuffar? How many times? But people will still say this, that, the other. Why? Because it's nice. It's nice to, what's a meal without salt? So you got to put that spices. We didn't just put salt now. We put extra spices, masala. You know what they say? Add more masala, add more masala, add more masala. Then people say, but Marka Sahaba, they made a missile with Iranian flags next to it. I say, where is that there? Is that what we did? Did we ask our person who's in charge of all of this in his department? Did we, Hafiz Abdullah, did he do this here? No, he didn't. You can contact him. He didn't do any of this here. Someone out of their own, they decided to make a joke. Like how you get all these cartoons out there on news websites and the rest, they make their jokes. So like this, people do these things. Anyway, we're drifting from the point here. The point is, forget them, forget everybody. You and I, where, how can I better myself? Because sometimes, let's speak to you, it gets to your emotions. It gets to your emotions so much, you forget to make yourself productive. Now, going back to this, you're watching, learning, doing research on the rest, but you forgot that me, myself, what am I doing for my akhirah? Now, this is what Quran Sharif speaks about in Surah Al-Asr. Wal-Asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Allah takes an oath on time. The time that we are squandering, wasting all of this. How much time are we wasting? If you turn to chapter 17, that is Surah Al-Isra, verse 27. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Surely the squanderers, they are the brothers of shaitan. So we take this verse in the light of wealth, squandering, wastage, extravagance, all of. But what about wasting time, which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about clearly, that نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهَا نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. There are two bounties in which many people are deceived about. What are these two bounties? أَسِّحَّ وَالْفَرَاغِ. It is good health. Go sit with that person who is suffering from so many injuries due to an accident or due to this reason or that sickness or that. Go and speak to him. He'll say, I wish I did this in my healthy days. I wish I did that in my healthy days. But we say to you, you're a mu'min, you're a believer, that remorse, that regret, you can still make these seconds profitable now. You give them hope. You mention so many words of hope for them, that they feel hopeful and not hopeless. Because Quran says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not lose hope in the merciful. But what is it? As-sihha wal-faragh, and free time. Squandering this free time. So making istighfar, getting ourselves productive. Otherwise, what's going to happen? All that salah that you are, people make islah. What is islah? Islah is so that my salah can come in place. Islah is so that with the rules and regulations that is upon me now, I must fulfill those things. Jihad is not farz upon you now. But what is farz upon you, that you're ignoring. See, this is shaitan's way of snatching you from doing and making your relationship with Allah. What you going to do here in South Africa, I ask you? You're going to go out and scream the slogans of jihad? Are you going to do that? That would be foolish of you. Because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, what is this war? Al-harbu, khid'a, khud'a, khad'a, all three you can say. It's deception. Now you're going out and giving the details before you can even start doing anything. All these which Allah Azza wa Jalla started with an intention. And then it grows and grows and grows. So when you're not on salah, then what happens? To go and do it now under war, difficulty. No food, different, no sleep sometimes. Where? You think you're going to get set times to sleep? No, explosion, you have to go out, respond, this, that, the other. Move places, this. There's no stability. When you do not have that, when there is no stability, when you have stability, you cannot put your salah onto its times. How do you think you're going to put salah in its place when you do not have stability? See, islah is important. Do not ever make a foolish statement saying islah comes before jihad comes before islah. This is what people say. No. Islah first. That's what it is. But the problem is shaitan gives you that drive and you forget yourself now. Whole day, whole night, you're learning what's happening in Iran, in Israel, this, but you can't wake up for Fajr. The mu'mineen, the believers, need your tahajjud du'as now like no ever. But how difficult it is for us to wake up for tahajjud. That's what they need. They do not need your videos and you. Yes, you know you have an idea that's important. But going and becoming obsessed. This is what we have to say. And this time I'm going to change it. Allama Abu Sayyiri Rahimullah said, it's not Quran Sharif where we can't change. This here is the stanzas of Allama Abu Sayyiri. It's not even hadith. It was 500 years after and more. After Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After the hijrah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what must we say? Here we can change it. And I'm saying it to make it plural. نستغفراللہ من قول بلا عمل. We seek forgiveness, Ya Allah, from actions. From speech, which is not backed by actions. From speech, which is not backed by actions. لقد نصبت به نسل. Look what he says. Allama Abu Sayyiri Rahim. لقد نصبت به نسل الذي أقمي. For verily I have attributed through this offspring from a barren woman. Deep words. When you studied all those books and you know what kind of English they use in there. I don't even remember. We did it, but I tell you straight, how much is it? They broke our heads basically. Then they said we must watch movies. We said we're Muslim, we sit outside. We're not going to watch movies. You know, when that's how youth are. When it suits them, it's boring or something, we make then we're very Muslim, we're very Islamic. But then afterwards, what you do? That is what we're saying here. Astaghfirullah min qawlin bila amalin. We seek forgiveness from Allah for speech which is not backed with action. So one end you're saying you don't watch, but there you are watching so much. So now do not say, okay, I watch there, so let me watch here. Say, I don't watch there and I'm going to stop watching there. That's what it means. This is what it means. Make yourself productive. Anyway, our time is up. Allah forgive us. Nastaghfirullah min qawlim bila amalin. And here he is saying, Allama Abu Sayyiri Rahimullah is saying, that for verily I have attributed through this offspring from a barren woman. Meaning, it's impossible. How can a barren woman give birth? It's impossible. So by saying I'm doing this or I'm going to do that and I'm not going to do it, it's just like claiming a barren woman is going to give birth. It is possible. Allah has made it possible. Certain women were declared barren. You just look at Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his life. So there, a baby to come? A baby to come? Yes, it will come. Allah is full in control. But attributing it, you have to be honest. A woman's going to get married. You can't say now, if they said you're barren, you have to say this. Be clear and you'll save yourself from so much. And you can also say, if Allah wills, it can be possible. Because nothing is impossible with Allah. So like this, having a plan in place, I'm going to do this, but make sure you do it. Going back to the beginning, how much I claim to do, but I'm not doing. So I have to go back and see, what have I said that I'm going to do, whether it be at work, whether it be at home, whether it be with my children, whether it be wherever, in all your circles, what I say must be backed by actions. This is my lesson, your lesson. Wa akhiru da'wana ani alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.